I'm Chris Wood with the BBC Radio Devon Travel News.
First for news, sport, travel and weather, this is BBC Radio Devon on 103.4 FM throughout the county and on BBC CFAX page 175.
The latest forecast from the Met Office, dull with patchy light rain, falling wintry across the hills, and it will feel raw as well. Maximum temperature just 7 Celsius, 45 Fahrenheit. Overnight it's down to 3 Celsius and 37. Overcast and further spells of patchy light rain into the night, and again later on falling as wintry conditions over the moors. It will feel very cold once again, and the outlook for Thursday, brighter with occasional sunny spells, but staying very cold.
Monday to Friday, 1 till 2 2:30, Devon's Call with Jeremy Buxton, 0845 301 1034.
Hello, very good afternoon to you. 1:10 the time. Here we are, midweek edition of Devon's Call. It's your chance to have your say, talk about whatever's on your mind. And for the man who dared to dream, has the dream come to an end? Pete Goss's £4 million catamaran, which Totnes, Devon, the South West, in fact the whole of the country, got behind, including the Queen. Team Phillips has suffered that significant structural damage to both hulls off the Isles of Scilly during its sea trials. Bearing in mind conditions off the Isles of Scilly out into the Bay of Biscay aren't that bad in comparison to the South Atlantic, where the race is supposed to be happening at the end of this year. What do you think now is the next step? How are you feeling about Team Phillips? If you'd like to talk to us and give us your opinions and views, we'd like to have some comment from you. The first proper sea trials then off Cornwall. The crew, by the way, are fine, but the boat isn't. Imagine sketching out the letter H in capitals on a piece of paper and then just taking a quarter of it away. That's how bad the boat is. One hull is completely off now, and if you've seen some pictures, we have been watching some amazing pictures coming in on the satellite from a helicopter high above Team Phillips out off the Isles of Scilly, and the pictures do look quite tremendous, to say the least. Is it all over for Pete Goss? If you're one of the people who was backing him, maybe you had your name as one of the sponsors put on the hull, give me a ring. Let's have some response from you and some feedback today on how you're feeling. The Audit Commission says the standards of basic equipment, such as hearing aids and wheelchairs, are unacceptably low, and they vary dramatically depending on which part of the country you're in. Ministers say the findings now will not be tolerated, and they've pledged extra funds to try and improve the system. Now, if you use a wheelchair, perhaps you have a hearing aid or other bits of equipment that you are given, the basic equipment, of course, that you need if you have disabilities, what problems have you come up against? Do you echo these findings that sometimes the equipment is of a very poor standard? Or maybe you've had some good success with it. Let me know what you found. Now, we were talking yesterday and the day before about law and order. This is quite interesting because work is now going to start on extending the closed-circuit television system in Exeter. They're going to spread it out now to 3 new areas of the city centre. It's estimated that the cost of this is going to be £246,000. Home Office grants, which total £126,000, and indeed some money is going to come from the City Council. But do you think it's money well spent? Or would you rather have more police officers on the beat? A few people commented about closed-circuit television during the past couple of days. Let's have your views, whether you think CCTV, Big Brother watching you, is the best way to reduce crime, or should that money, remember, £126,000 coming from the Home Office, some of it coming from the City Council, a total cost, £246,000. Should that money be going more to help the police force? Give me your views if you want to express your concerns over that. Derek is in Dawlish. Derek, welcome to Devon's Call.
Good afternoon.
What can we talk about?
Well, there was a programme on the television last night about importing cars from the continent, which is quite normal. It's on virtually weekly these days. And they all have to be specially ordered, have right-hand...